What's going on, good people? This is J. Christ Robinson for Can We Talk Radio right here on Anchor FM. Good to have you guys back. I've been gone for about 3 months, but I was graduating from law school, so I had to go ahead and take care of business. I just graduated last week. Appreciate that. But anyway, this episode is it's timely because I'm not blind to pop culture. I've been seeing everything from Kanye West to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, to the royal wedding with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, to this recent thing that's coming out about this hat that just released called Support the Black Dollar. I get all of that. The general sentiment I'm seeing through all of this, the problem that I'm having is this. Just because I'm black does not make me beholden to all things black. I get support black dollars, all my paper green, and I do know I'm not trying to take it literal. I'm not taking that statement literally, okay? But just because you have a black business, you still have to provide substantial service, okay? Childish Gambino has a baby by a white woman. So what? What does that even mean? Meghan Markle is marrying a white prince. So what? What does that mean? I mean, I did K-12 education with nothing but whites. Saved 2 years in elementary school. But I majored in European English in college. But I went to a HBCU. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, my point is this, man. I feel like we're moving backwards. We're relegating people, you know, to this monolithic a category of people where we just, you know, if it's not black, then it's not white. It's not right. If it's not black, it's not right. That's not true. Okay, people? Think about it logically. You can't call someone something negative and expect them to help you. It just doesn't work like that. And what I'm saying is not new. Treat people how you want to be treated. That's old. Do unto others as you would have them do unto yourselves. And then people often say, well, they're not doing to me as they would. No, that ain't what I'm talking about. You're responsible for you. You understand what I'm saying? Not them. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that you constantly, and when I say you, I'm saying that the proverbial black culture, whatever you have, you community, is now constantly trying to, they're pushing the sentiment that whites don't understand our condition and whites don't get what we get, don't get where we're coming from. And whites won't understand the white privilege that they have and they won't give us any kind of economic sustainability for ourselves and so on and so forth. But you constantly call them white devils and you constantly make fun of them and ridicule them for blood. I mean, like you do the most. To all these white people, then you go into their businesses, I mean, their banks, and you ask for small business loans. It does not work that way. You got to be nice to people, man. Regardless. I get it. Yeah, life ain't fair. I get it. And I hear all the rebuttals coming back. But they didn't. And then the police. I get that, man. But miss me with it. What are you going to do with that? Because right now you're giving me problems. I need solutions. Just because I'm black does not make me beholden to all things black. Hell, my high school didn't even have a basketball and a football team. And I love lacrosse and soccer. I really do. I did gymnastics in middle school. What does all that mean? That means that just because I did things that are not traditionally ascribed to the black culture doesn't make me any less black. It doesn't. Hell, I majored in European English. I mean, European history in terms of English. I majored in European literature, but one of my favorite authors and writers is James Baldwin. People, we got to get out of this. We're starting to move backwards, okay? So when you talk to people, man, be nice to them. Understand, don't ridicule every black person just because they hop on something that's not, you know, quote unquote black. Because that's not what we're all are. I mean, we're more than black. A few other things too. And I think when we start getting to the humanity about the situation, then we'll start talking about connecting with people that don't look like ourselves. I'm not going to lie to you people. Some of my best friends are white. Some of my good friends are Jewish. All right. I got a lot of good friends that are Indonesian Muslims. I got a lot of good friends that are black. I got gay friends. I got trans friends. I got all kinds of people. That's my friends. You understand what I'm saying? You know why? Because we're all human. And we enjoy things that are not necessarily, quote unquote, black. So understand that just because you're black doesn't make you beholden to all things black. Do you and do you proudly. This is J. Christ Robinson for Can We Talk Radio right here on Anchor FM. We're going to talk later, y'all. Peace.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.